All right, Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores. He always has his facts straight, and he joins us each morning here on our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. What's going on, Joe?
Every time I think of Nebraska, guys, I remember years ago, Boots Donnelly was coaching at MTSU, and, of course, they played Nebraska and went out to Lincoln. And he told me they went out and got ready for their walkthrough on Friday, and Nebraska was still on the field. And so they waited rather patiently for a few minutes, and Nebraska was still on the field. And after some more time passed, finally the head coach then walked over, and I'm trying to remember who it was. It was before Solich, I guess.
It was Osborne.
It was Osborne still. Said Osborne walked over to Boots and said, "Boots, I'm sorry we're taking so long, but Oklahoma's doing something really bothering us. We've been working on it." Kind of tells you where everything stands. So.
Exactly. Hey, Joe, a good article in the Tennessean this morning about DJ Moore, who's done a little bit of everything for this Commodore team this year, including this past week on offense. And you kind of expect him to maybe get a few more touches on that side of the football.
I would think so. He certainly took advantage of them. And not only was he a factor in those reverses, but he also set up that double reverse that Sean Walker scored on. But I really encourage you to read the article because it tells you a lot about a guy that you may not have known. And one of the real success stories in coming through a very, very tough upbringing in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and being able to make the right choices and make the right decisions and end up going to a school like Vanderbilt. It's a pretty special story. And he's been very special for them, not only in that receiver role, but in the return game. He's been among the best in the league in the kickoff returns.
Joe, the other element to that is with what they did with DJ Moore, with what they did with Sean Walker, and even tried with Alex Washington, Ted Kaine kind of ripping a page from Urban Meyer's offense at Florida, letting his speed players, his skill players, sort of serve as running backs.
I think it's a great idea. The risk you run into sometimes, and I think you may have seen it once or twice in the game on Saturday, is when you get guys in unfamiliar places, you end up with guys that make the mistake of not necessarily lining up in the right place, and thus you get the 6 men on the line of scrimmage kind of thing every once in a while. And that's where the veteran receivers and veteran linemen have to be more vigilant, you know, and make sure those guys know that they're up on the line or they're off the line. Just make sure they're all in the right place. But I think it's a great idea. DJ certainly has great speed, and using a guy like that, you had mentioned it too, Mark, about Earl Bennett being kind of in the decoy role a little bit last Saturday, and I don't think Earl minds it as long as you produce and win, but I think this Saturday you're going to see them focus a little more on trying to get Earl the football.
Joe, another effective performance for Jensen Lewis last night. Came in the seventh and got him out of it.
I was jumping up and down in the house watching that one. I tell you, that was really special to watch. You think back on all the big games Jensen pitched in his college career and all that, but you'd have to think in terms of one hitter, that may have been the biggest at-bat of his life. To come into that situation with a tying run at the plate in a game like that and to get the strikeout, that was special to see. And I wondered if he would come back, but you kind of see the way Cleveland has got their rotation going right now. They're very comfortable, you know, Betancourt coming after Lewis and then handing the ball to the closer, and it just worked. It's worked wonders for him.
Yeah, Betancourt pretty much the eighth inning guy. I know basketball practice is getting started over there. You had a chance to check out the Commodores at
all? Actually, Kevin, I went over yesterday for a while and spent about a half an hour looking at some of the guys, and two things came to mind watching them. One, on an individual standpoint, I think Alex Gordon has really sort of assumed the leadership role of this team. He's kind of the guy that's driving everything right now. Very intense, very focused, and vocal. I think he's the main senior leader of the group. The second thing that strikes you is all the new faces and all the new bodies out there on the floor. The intensity level is really high early on. And I think in big part, a lot of these young guys know they have a chance to play early and play a lot if they can develop and if they can learn. And so they're really working hard, and as a result, sort of pushing the veteran guys along too. And the competition is great. I stayed about a half an hour, talked a little bit with Kevin Stallings during the practice, but you really kind of like the intensity level early on. Got to see A.J. Ogilvie work a little bit. That was good to see. Tell you what, Festus Ezeli, you know, although he is redshirting, what a body this young man has.
They're comparing him, Joe, to Emeka Okafor, and that is not just hyperbole. A lot of people really feel like he's got the body and he's got the athletic talent to be that kind of difference maker, especially on defense.
Connecticut felt like that because they went after him too. You know, it's kind of funny, but you know, he is sitting out the year. But when you see him on practice floor, I mean, he's got the body for it. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch him develop.
Can't help but think about Gunsmoke, though, when you hear about a guy named Festus.
Is he going to round up a posse and track somebody down?
Matthew.
He can do it.
See you, Joe.
All right.